So back in 1999, I found myself sitting on an island looking at a view. This was no ordinary island, however, and the view was far, far from ordinary. In fact, the view in front of me on this island was the most arresting vista that I had ever seen. Stretched out in front of me, as far as I could see in either direction, were the Transantarctic Mountains, rising up from the sea dramatically like the Southern Alps on steroids. It was incredible. And in the sea in between where I sat on the island and those mountains were all these icebergs and bergy bits scattered throughout the ocean. All sorts of shades of blue and white, and sculpted into all these amazing forms. And sitting around me, my fellow companions, and on the island, all in front of me, everywhere, were thousands of Adelie penguins doing their crazy anthropomorphic behaviour, which had entertained me and my other fellow humans on the island for hours. In fact, down on the lower slopes of the island, I'd watched a whole lot of Adelie chicks that were in a creche, corralled by a few adult minders, and a couple of the chicks had decided to escape. They were in their teenage years, and in that in-between fluff and getting feathers, and they'd decided to make a run for it, which is pretty dangerous, as there were skuas flying around all the time. And so they'd gone on this hilarious chase, being chased by their minders. So here was I, after that really joyful episode, sitting, looking up at that view. At the time, I was doing my PhD in Christchurch, and I was working on studying the molecular evolution of a blood protein, albumin, and it was meant to be just on Tuatara. But my supervisors, who didn't know me before I started my PhD, perhaps wisely, didn't trust me with these sort of irreplaceable Tuatara blood samples. So we jointly decided that we would practice my skills and methods on something else. And so we started to look at some other animals, and I ended up working on this whole menagerie. And my career has been filled with some really epic highs, like that moment on the island, and some really sort of devastating, in a way, lows. But they've been really amazing learning opportunities. And one of those lows was actually sometime just after the island trip, my research being shut down for 6 months of my PhD and being threatened with either a jail term or a $100,000 fine because the law had changed and the very routine gene cloning that we did in the lab now needed retrospective approval. And my supervisors were a bit slow on the uptake to make that happen. So it's a pretty devastating period. But I think the event before that really helped me proceed through with my career. And so that serendipitous event was when a previous biochemistry lecturer of mine contacted me and offered me an Antarctic toothfish blood sample because he thought it might be interesting with what I was doing. And so I accepted it, and it was. There was actually none of this blood protein in the Antarctic fish. And it got me reading about Antarctic fish and how amazing and cool and interesting they were. And it also got me thinking about that icy place. So when I saw an ad in the press advertising a scholarship trip to Antarctica on an ecotourism boat for a month, of course I applied. But I also thought that a lot of other people would be applying. So when I didn't hear anything for some months after, I was like, oh, yeah, okay, that's fine. And it was about 4 or 5 months later that I got this phone call out of the blue to tell me that I'd got the scholarship. And then in 3 weeks' time, I had to be on a boat for a month in the subantarctic and Antarctic Ocean, Southern Ocean, and I had to raise 25% of the fare as a poor PhD student of $5,000. So it's a rather intense, stressful build-up, but I did it, and flipping heck, I was going to Antarctica and the subantarctic islands, and it was amazing. So here I was sitting on this island looking at this view, and this island that we had smelt way before we got there as the penguin guano annihilated our nostrils to the point where we could no longer smell once we got on the island. I had this epiphany, this real life-changing moment where I realised that this was what I wanted to do. I wanted to base my research on Antarctic marine life and do something to understand and better protect this really special place. So that's what I did. Lots of trips followed. And, I remember sitting there and thinking, with this huge smile on my face, that this was where I felt at home, really felt at home. Now, life takes a funny turn, and so in one of those dips a couple of years ago, in a polite term that they call disestablishment at Lincoln University, I lost my position. And it had me going, well, this was my plan, this was where I was heading, wanting to do. But now I have this amazing job where my heart is full of soul every day because I get to work at the grassroots level with communities and scientists and at highfalutin levels and network with these amazing people. And once again, with my soul full, I feel completely and utterly at home.
Thank you very much, Victoria.